from out of the darkness under the shade. But no one answered me. I waited a minute, glancing from one to the other. The old woman stared like a dead body, glaring into the fire with lackluster eyes. "If," I said a little louder, "if you will show me to this haunted room of yours, I will relieve you from the task of entertaining me." "There's a candle on the slab outside the door," said the man with the withered hand, looking at my feet as he addressed me. "But if you go to the Red Room tonight, this night of all nights," said the old woman, softly. "You go alone?" "Very well," I answered shortly. "And which way do I go?" "You go along the passage for a bit," said he, nodding his head on his shoulder at the door, "until you come to a spiral staircase, and on the second landing is a door covered with green baize. Go through that, and down the long corridor to..."